Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Juice Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Perrault, here off of bettingpros.com. We had a really fun night last night with UFC Fight Night 2 over on Fight Island. Figueiredo against Benavidez. We got the main event right and the under right. That was a 2-2 for a pick. We end up being up a half a unit because we only told you to bet a half a unit on Spivak there. So not a bad night for us with the UFC. Not a great night, but better than where we were with a couple of really bad breaks. We've been getting it. Look, last week we got all the breaks. This week, we're getting none of the breaks. We had Austin Cindric going up against Chase Briscoe in the Xfinity race, and I told you it was a race for second place, and Kyle Busch ends up winning the race. So betting on Kyle Busch to win the race would have been the right move, not the field. He was minus 140, so I said, okay, bet on that if you want, but we're going to take the race for second place, and we're going to take Briscoe over Cindric. Cindric, nope. He wins it, unfortunately for us. We don't get the pick right. And then Austin Cindric winds up winning the event after Kyle Busch got disqualified, which is going to be a really fun topic to get into on tomorrow's podcast with Dave Sharapan from CG Sportsbooks about house rules. DraftKings Sportsbooks, they honored if you bet Kyle Busch to win, you won. However, at other sportsbooks, including a couple in Las Vegas, they said, oh no, we wait for the race to become official. And when the race becomes official, then we pay out the tickets. So if you bet Austin Cindric to win, you won at the books here in Vegas who took NASCAR's disqualification and said, sorry, Kyle Busch, you're not going to win it. So house rules, knowing the house rules of the book that you bet at is extremely important. So we're going to get into that a little bit coming up tomorrow on the podcast with Dave Sharapan. We've gotten some bad breaks. I understand it. That's fine. That's going to come with it. And we're just going to have to deal with it here. You know, we had Spivak last night to win by submission. He wins on the cards. He had a 10-8 round in round number 3. I don't know what Gastelum was doing in his fight against Hermanson. I tap out like that fast in the first round. Last night was all about submissions. I mean, we had a knee bar, which is crazy. You saw a knee being bent in the wrong direction. We saw arm bars. And then we saw a submission by Deiveson Figueiredo in the first round against Joseph Benavidez. And look, I told you, I was betting on that fight, hoping Joseph was going to win, but my money's my money, and I was going to go ahead. I had to bet what I thought was going to happen. I couldn't just say, hey, I want Joe to win, so I'm going to bet on Joe. Figueiredo is a talented fighter. He's a really dangerous guy in the flyweight division, and he dropped Joe 3 times, finally got him into a really precarious situation, bent him backwards, and got him to tap out. Huge win for Figueiredo. Heartbreaking loss for Joseph Benavidez. You got to wonder where he goes from here. He's 0-5 now in title fights, 0-3 in the flyweight division. He lost 2 fights for the title at bantamweight. So there's not really anywhere for him to go, unfortunately. And that might be it for him. That might be a career. You know, he's 35 years old, and it might be time to call it quits. And if it is, bravo, amazing career, incredible legacy he has left, and really an incredibly nice guy, one of the nicest guys you will ever, ever come across. Now, we got a tweet last night that I want to highlight because, and I'm not looking for compliments, I'm not fishing here, I just wanted to highlight it because it makes me so happy, because we weren't having that great of a week, okay? And to get a tweet from Eric Berg on Twitter at iceberg_MT, he said, I took him, Figueiredo, at minus 250 for my first ever legal bet in the state of Montana. Rode my bicycle down to the kiosk at a sports bar to place the bet. Did it all because I listened to your podcast, The Daily Juice, and I wanted to sweat a bet. I haven't bet since March. Thanks for the pick. No, Eric, thank you. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you highlighting that. And that's awesome because, look, I was getting pretty frustrated. We were having some bad breaks. I mean, I told you about what happened on the 18th hole for us when it came to a head-to-head with Tony Finau against Gary Woodland. Finau birdies, Woodland bogeys. That blew it up for us on the 18th hole with those two guys. We lost that head-to-head. We skipped on golf yesterday. Tiger heading into this round today is big. We'll get to that here in just 1 second, but you know, we just had some bad breaks, so that put a giddy up in my step to get that, Eric. So thank you for saying that. I really, really do appreciate it. So we're 0-2 right now on our bets for the Memorial, and That's because of Bryson DeChambeau's 10 and not making the cut, so he's not going to get into the top 10. And then we got that head-to-head with Finau and Woodland wrong. So we got two bets still alive. And Patrick Cantlay against Justin Thomas is going to be a sweat. Those guys are going to play in this golf course coming up here on Sunday. And then Tiger versus Brooks Koepka. Tiger starts the round with a 2-stroke lead over Brooks Koepka. So we could wind up going 2-2 there, and that's not bad because it's plus 110 juice on Patrick Cantlay. So I will wind up a little bit up for the Memorial if those two bets hit. So I'm hoping that winds up going down. I got a NASCAR play here, so hopefully we'll get this correct and go 1-for-1 for NASCAR, and pretty much we'll follow up a 10-3 week with a week that's somewhere around 500, which is not horrible, right? Still up, still plus money. Might wind up being a slight losing week, but not as bad as it could be as long as we get these plays right today here on a Sunday. So I'm feeling a little pressure. I'm not going to lie. I got a little pressure going, and hopefully we're going to be on the right side of things. So let's start here with the Memorial in the final round. So we've got two head-to-heads going, and I'm going to add a third head-to-head to our list. But before we do that, let's talk about the course. I don't know who made Jack Nicklaus really mad, but if you haven't seen the pin placement for this course coming up and the weather forecast, the course on Saturday was incredibly dry, and the driving was incredibly difficult because keeping the ball in the fairway, these fairways are baked. They've had 2 weeks of competition on them, and the weather is 92 degrees. It feels like 100 out there. And so, to make it even more challenging, Jack has decided to put these pin placements in U.S. Open-type positions. Jack said on an interview on NBC on Saturday that he wanted to have a U.S. Open type of golf course, that he wanted to separate the players from the pretenders. Well, on Sunday, that's what's going to happen because it's going to be an incredibly difficult challenge with the wind blowing at about 13 to 14 miles per hour and these pin placements that are going to be seen with the greens being completely dried out, rolling as fast as lightning, and the rough is extremely thick. It's really hard to play out of there. So if you don't hit the fairway, which is hard to do, you're going to wind up putting yourself in a really tough spot for your second and third shots. So best of luck to the players who try to win this. But John Rahm starts the day at minus 500 with a 4-stroke lead to win this thing. And when you look up and down the leaderboard, I mean, it's hard to argue. John Rahm is an incredibly talented player, ranked in the top 5 in the world. And he just has it rolling right now at 12 under par, 8 under for Ryan Palmer and Tony Finau. He shot 4 under today, and he called it one of the greatest rounds of his life, that he shot a 68, 4 under, and he just said that was an incredible round. Like, it was amazing to him to be able to do what he did. So here's the thing. Given the golf course conditions, and given the fact that you can't bet John Rahm here at minus 500, like, that's ridiculous. It's like a 83% implied win victory here, you know, for John Rahm. So, like, it's pretty much like a foregone conclusion, right? Well, I'm not going to make these official bets, but if you want to follow this, go ahead. I'm going to bet on Tony Finau at plus 710 to win the event, and I'm going to bet on Danny Willett at 26-1 to win the event. Willett is 6 under. Finau is 8 under. Why? Because we've seen guys have ridiculous shots on holes. We've seen a 10 from Bryson DeChambeau. We've seen guys have double and triple bogeys consistently here. So it's not that nuts to see that maybe there's a big number lurking out there for John Rahm that might bring everybody back into play. Now, John Rahm has no double bogeys so far here through 3 rounds. Is one out there for him? It's very possible. So I'm going to sprinkle here, and it's kind of, it's unofficial play. This is not an official play. We're not going to count this, but just unofficially, 7-1 and 26-1. I'm taking those two players, and I'm going to add a little bit here on those guys to potentially catch John Rahm, because there is the potential that it's out there. So speaking of John Rahm, this is going to be my official play. I think Tony Finau has a lot of value at even money against John Rahm, who is minus 120, head-to-head round 4. Here's why. There's a really good chance that John Rahm's going to play defensively coming down the stretch. If he's got a 3 or 4 stroke lead, he may just be making pars. Finau is going to get aggressive. Now, it's feast or famine. He absolutely could blow up, and I am recommending this as a half-unit play. As I mentioned, in tournament, before the tournament, full unit, in tournament, half a unit. So this is a half a unit play, but it's Finau even money in a head-to-head up against Jon Rahm for round four. Finau doesn't have to win the event. Just have a better round. Just close the gap at four strokes. Close the gap, lose by three, lose by two. Finau is going to have to. He knows he's going to have to go very, very low. And yeah, he had, in round three yesterday, he had two double bogeys. He had double bogey on 12 and double bogey on 17. You hopefully see those get eliminated here coming into round number four. But even money on Finau with the way he's playing, I'm going to give it to him. He's been putting really well. He's been knocking down 20-foot putts. I'm going to give it to him. Tournament stat driving still scares the holy heck out of me. Only 38% driving accuracy, but a lot of guys are having a hard time with the drive, with drives off the tee. Greens in regulation at 63%. By comparison, Jon Rahm has a 69% driving accuracy and 70% greens in regulation. Is he due? He's gone 69, 67, 68. Rahm, hot. Finau went 66, 69, 73. Kind of trending in the wrong direction, but maybe he can throw up a 69 and Jon Rahm just shoots a 70 because he knows that's good enough to win the golf tournament given the conditions, and he plays to the middle of the green, doesn't get aggressive, doesn't get stupid, and Tony Finau will win the head-to-head with even money over Jon Rahm. So half a unit play on Tony Finau up against Jon Rahm for a head-to-head for the final round of the Memorial, with two other plays going, with Tiger versus Brooks Koepka, Tiger with a two-stroke lead, and I think it's a one-stroke lead at the start of play here for Patrick Cantlay up against Justin Thomas. So we're definitely going to be sweating those two bets. So three bets going, three bets to be decided coming up today on a Sunday. Now, let's go to Texas. We got one play for you here on the NASCAR race with fans in the stands. What are we doing? What are we doing, people? Why are we having fans in stands? Is this really needed? There were, I believe the report on Friday, there were 510 COVID-19 cases in the area around the Texas Motor Speedway. Like, really? So we're going to put fans in stands. We're going to, really, on an afternoon where it's going to be brutally, brutally hot. We're talking like 140 degrees in the cars. It's going to be like 95 outside and just an oven on the inside. It is going to be really difficult for these guys to drive. I thought about, and you can sprinkle on this if you want. I didn't do it, but you can if you want. Ford's to win this at minus 125, Toyota's at plus 205. That's a lean for me with Ford, a Ford driver to win this track here, because Fords have been very successful here. You got Harvick and Logano, and Keselowski, and Di Benedetto, Ryan Blaney. I mean, you just got a lot of really good drivers who've had a lot of success at Texas. So I don't hate that play at all. But my official play is going to be fading Denny Hamlin, who has not driven well here at Texas at all. His average finish is 9.4. versus Kevin Harvick, whose average finish this season now is at 6.7. And Harvick has done really, really well here on this track. He really likes. He's been so red hot, right? So because of that reason, a lot of people are picking Harvick to win the race. I'm just going to go ahead and take, and it's a little steep on the juice. It's a little expensive, but it's minus 170 here. So I'm going to take Harvick minus 170 in a head-to-head up against plus 150 on the other side for Denny Hamlin. I just think a Ford driver is going to have a lot of success, and I'm going to keep going with Harvick to have a really good performance, another impressive performance coming up here at Texas. So Ford domination will continue. Harvick's domination will continue. Maybe not winning the event, but a top five, top 10 type performance. Hamlin's not done well at this track at all, so I'm going to fade Denny Hamlin. I'm going to take Kevin Harvick, and I'm going to lay the minus 170 juice on that. Harvick over Denny Hamlin for Texas coming up on Sunday for NASCAR at Texas Motor Speedway, O'Reilly Auto Parts 500. So we got one official play going on here for golf, Finau over Rahm. One official play for NASCAR when it comes to Harvick over Hamlin. We're going to sprinkle, if you want, on Finau and Willett to win the event, and they run Jon Rahm down. And if you want to go with Ford, a Ford driver to win the event at minus 125, you can sprinkle in there as well. But those aren't official plays. So just two official plays going today for us. One in golf, one on the Cup Series. And hopefully we hit them both and we wind up pretty much with a 500 week, which is, given where we were a couple days ago, I will absolutely take. I would 100% take. But good night last night in terms of getting the official pick right. That got me feeling better that we got both the under and Figueiredo to win. That was a big sigh of relief for me to get that correct, to get us back on the winning track and get us back to where we need to be here, which is picking winners on the Daily Juice. Make sure you come back tomorrow. We're going to have more picks, but also an in-depth conversation with Dave Sharapan from CG Sportsbooks here in Las Vegas. More on how to make you a better sports gambler. All that and more coming up. Follow me on Twitter, @SportsTalkMatt. We're back tomorrow morning for a Monday's Daily Juice off of bettingpros.com.